Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment.
We have something special on tonight that I want to direct your attention to. It's a special that Dina Bear and I have done that's called Unforgettable Living with Alzheimer's. It's a one-hour special that will be on tonight at 6 o'clock on WGN, in which we will feature discussions with experts in the field of Alzheimer's and caregivers and support staff. I have a conversation with actress Marcia Gay Harden, whose mom is living with Alzheimer's, and she talks about how her and her family and her mom are dealing with the disease. A really interesting program. To me, it's great to hear from all the experts, but what I really found most interesting and most touching was actually talking with people who are living with Alzheimer's. And I met a very special couple while we were doing this program, Tom and Marilyn Ostreicher, who live in the Chicago area. And Tom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in 2013, and both Tom and Marilyn are both on the phone line with us right now. Hey, guys, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
Nice to have you both with us today. I got to say, first, I want to say thank you for joining us on the special that'll be on tonight. You know, sharing your story is a major thing, and kind of demystifying this a little bit for people, because as I'm sure you both found out, as Tom was diagnosed and, you know, Marilyn, you both went through this, that people, as I'm sure you found out, really don't know that much about Alzheimer's. They think they might, but in reality, they just don't know that much about it, do they?
No. No, they don't, Dean. It's a mystery. I think a lot of people have real misconceptions about it. It's certainly, you know, there's life after the diagnosis, that's for sure. Many people have a lot of good productive years. Unfortunately, because we all have different chemistry, it affects some people faster than others. And I'm just beginning my journey, and I sure hope it's a long one.
So, Tom, just talk to me a little bit about what it was that you noticed that took you into the doctor's office in the first place, and, you know, where you started to learn about what wound up being Alzheimer's disease.
Well, I had, I think for about a year and a half, my last year and a half of my teaching career, I started noticing I was missing things, students that I knew very well, calling them by the wrong names, topics that I had taught for 33 years, all of a sudden I'm missing things. I don't know if the students noticed it or not, probably not, but I certainly did. And then in December of 2012, I had two minor strokes. And it was during that episode in hospital where I met my neurologist. And 10 months later, in November of 13, 3 years ago this month, I went through a great deal of testing, and the Alzheimer's diagnosis was given to me at that time. So we've noticed gradual things that are happening, my driving, my focus. I'm a writer. I think you and I have discussed that when I was at your studio. I've written four books, and I just can't do much of that anymore. My focus and concentration level is decreased quite a bit.
Yeah, four books on the Civil War, teaching for 33 years, most recently Genoa Kingston High School in Genoa, Illinois. Marilyn, what was all of this like for you? What were you thinking as all of this was going on?
I noticed a lot of different day-to-day things, and we've known each other since 1965. So,
high school sweethearts, right?
Yes, yes.
Aw.
We've been married 47 years.
Aw.
I know. But with Tom, he's always been so smart, and just things were showing up. He'd forget things or just different little things. So when the diagnosis came along, we were like, yep, this is what's going on. And we've always been out there about it since that happened, because We want to share our story and not just hide in a corner and that. So we've talked to a lot of different groups in Chicago and different places, too, just to get the story out there that, you know, there is life after a diagnosis.
Yeah, you really personify that, Tom. I think, you know, people hear stories about people who have Alzheimer's. They have a perception in their mind of, the person living with Alzheimer's is somebody who, is leaving the house and getting lost and, kind of helpless. And you seem pretty vital. You seem pretty involved and, pretty vital in living the heck out of every single minute in life.
Well, of course, I think we all have to play the cards we're dealt with. However, stay active. You know, I certainly don't let this disease define me in any way. When I give my talks, I always encourage people. I say, when they say, "What do we do next?" And get tested, get some information, get educated. Go online, contact the Alzheimer's Association, whether it's the Illinois Association in Chicago, or the Rockford office, or the Peoria office. Get information, read about it. The different levels or different steps in the process of Alzheimer's, and naturally one of the first things to go, I think, is short-term memory. And then as it progresses, it gets into more, physical limitations perhaps. And then it gets into, at the very end, of course, it starts getting into when the brain doesn't tell the organs to work. But hopefully that's a long way down the road. There are a couple medications that are available, but to slow it down. They work on some people. They don't work on others.
I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, Marilyn, maybe you can talk a little bit about what caregivers need to know, and what it's like.
Sure.
What it's like being the partner, the spouse, the caregiver for someone who is living with Alzheimer's. We'll be back in just a minute with my new friends Tom and Marilyn. Ostreicher in our WGN TV special that's on tonight, Unforgettable Living with Alzheimer's. You will see them on it tonight, starting at 6 o'clock on WGN TV.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
11:28 on WGN, Unforgettable Living with Alzheimer's, the name of our one-hour special tonight at 6 o'clock on WGN TV. Hope you'll join Dina Bear and I as we host this program, talking with medical experts, actress Marcia Gay Harden on dealing with Alzheimer's with her mom, and also Tom and Marilyn Ostreicher from Sycamore, Illinois. Tom diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in 2013. Marilyn, talk to me a little bit about being the wife of somebody living with Alzheimer's. As we've heard from so many people through the years, often it's as difficult on the caregivers, the family members, as it is the actual person who has the disease.
Well, one of the statistics is that one out of three caregivers will be gone before the person they're taking care of, because there's so much stress. As the Alzheimer's person, keeps going and going, they forget more and more, where you are left knowing everything and trying to take care of everything. And it's hard physically and mentally on you. One good thing is to have a really good support system, family, friends. I belong to a support group in DeKalb. While I have belonged, we've lost 11 spouses, and anywhere from in their 50s up to 98. But with that, I can see what's coming, but like Tom said, every story is different. Everybody, loses more memory different ways, or some are angry. Some, you just don't know. Like I said, everybody's story is different.
What would you say to somebody, who just gets a diagnosis? What would you say to a spouse of somebody who just gets diagnosis to try to prepare them in some way for what they're about to go through?
Just get all your ducks in a row, for one thing, financially and everything, and to just be there for them. Just be there and, you know, go along with the journey with them. And one of the things is to try and have patience, which I don't seem to have a lot of, but I try. But have patience, and as they're going through this journey, try and just go with them to make it as easy as you can for them.
Now, in the the time that you guys were at WGN-TV when we taped the special, Marilyn seemed to be filled with nothing but patience and compassion, Tom. Is that correct?
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
After 47 years of marriage, there are times. There are times.
Tom, what would you say?
Yeah, she's excellent. Yeah. She's very good.
Oh, I can see the devotion to each other. That was so obvious to me. What would you say to somebody, Tom? Newly diagnosed. What would your advice be to them?
Don't give up. Stay busy. Stay active. Be yourself. You're the same person you were. It's a disease, and unfortunately, there's no cure for it at this point. But my gosh, just face it. Meryl and we don't think of ourselves as anything special, but, you know, share your story. If I can do anything, give a positive message. When Meryl and I go out and talk to groups, and we've had a lot of response, just be yourself, do what you can do, but my gosh, don't give up. Give up.
There are some misconceptions, though, because Tom, being very educated in that, people say, well, he can't have Alzheimer's. He's too smart.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, that has nothing to do with anything. You can be poor, rich, educated, non-educated. It doesn't matter.
It's equal opportunity,
It's an equal opportunity disease, right, unfortunately. One thing we do need is more government funding. That is for sure. To just, there's so many diseases out there, but this is affecting more and more people.
Yeah,
and it's not going away.
Comparatively speaking, I hate to, pit one disease against another because,
sure,
they're all important. But research into Alzheimer's, care for the people living with Alzheimer's is significantly less than many other diseases of the day, of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So please learn more, get more information. The Alzheimer's Association of Illinois has tons of information, alz.org/Illinois or alz.org/Illinois Central. 24-hour hotline is 800-272-3900. We'll post all of that. And you'll hear and see more of Tom and Marilyn's story tonight on our WGN one-hour special, Unforgettable Living with Alzheimer's, tonight beginning at 6 Central Time on WGN-TV. Tom, Marilyn, to you and your family and your grandkids, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I look forward to talking to you both in the future.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
You have a great Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you both so much. I loved meeting you both.